إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, the significant and most critical thing about Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, which stands forth, is his truthfulness, is the sidq and aman of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why he had this title of As-Sadiqul Amin long before he announced Islam. It was because of this that it can be safely said, like I say, I've said many times, that people first believed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then they believed in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They believed what he said because they believed him to be truthful. Truthfulness is a quality that is extremely important to focus on and to cultivate. And like anything else, whether we have it or not, we know only in times of stress. When everything is going hunky-dory, we don't know this. But when there is a price to pay for being truthful, and you are still truthful, then we know whether we are actually truthful or not. Rasulullah's famous hadith where he said that truthfulness leads to righteousness and righteousness leads to Jannah. About the lack of truthfulness, he said that a man tells a lie and then another one and another one until he comes to be known as a kadhib, as a liar. The game that shaitan plays is that he gives us all kinds of maslahat, all kinds of diplomatic reasons why lying is all right, and why lying, telling lies is necessary in some cases, and why telling lies is understandable and acceptable. And we have bought this story where we believe this to be true instead of believing what Rasulullah ﷺ told us, which is that lying or telling lies is not an option for the Muslim. One of the most beautiful stories about truthfulness from the Salaf is the story of the later the man who came to be called Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi alayhi. When he was a young boy of about 18 years, he was born and brought up in a place called Jilani in Iran, present day Iran. So when he was about 18, he went to his mother and said, "I want to go to Baghdad to study Islam from the great scholars who are there." And this was in the 11th century when Baghdad was at the peak of the Abbasi Khilafa, peak of learning, and it was the center of the Baytul Hikmah, and all kinds of activities were happening, intellectual and religious. So Baghdad was the center of the world as far as leading and art and culture and so on was concerned. So Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani said to his mother, "I want to go and study in Baghdad." She was very happy, and she said, she prepared his saman, his clothing and so on to go. And she also gave him 40 gold coins, which she has saved up for him to go and study. So for safekeeping, she sewed them up in the lining of his coat. And as he was leaving, his mother made wasiyat. She gave him parting advice. And she said, "Always speak the truth. In every situation, speak the truth, because Rasulullah ﷺ said that truthfulness leads to righteousness and righteousness leads to Jannah." And she said, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Allah said, O you who believe, fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and always be with the people who are truthful. كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. So this was the parting advice of his mother. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh joined a caravan going to Baghdad and they proceeded. So you know, if you look at the map going from Iran to Iraq, and those days all travel was surface travel only, so camels, horses, whatever it was. So on the way, highway robbery was quite common. On the way, they got waylaid by a troop of highway robbers. And luggage was stolen, people were beaten up and so on. And in the middle of all that, one of the robbers came to this young boy and started searching his belongings. And he didn't find anything. So he looked here and there, he couldn't find anything. So he asked the boy, he said, do you have anything valuable? So he said, yes. So the robber searched some more and he still couldn't find anything. So he took this young boy, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi, to the chief of the robbers of their group. And he said that this young boy says he has got something valuable, but I can't find it. So the robber said to him, do you have something valuable? He said, yes. He said, what do you have? He said, 40 gold coins. So he said, where is it? So he showed him. He said, it's here, in the lining of my coat. So they took it out and the robber held it in his hand. And he said, why did you tell me where this was? Why didn't you, when I said, do you have anything valuable, why did you say yes? Why didn't you say no? He said, because I am going, he asked him, he said, where are you from? What's your name? My name is Abdul Qadir. Where are you from? I'm from Jilan. Where are you going to Baghdad? Why are you going to Baghdad? To learn Islam from the great scholars who are there. And then this whole story happened. He asked him, why did you not say, instead of saying yes, why didn't you say no, and so on. So Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh said to him, my mother told me always to speak the truth. So I spoke the truth. And he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, truthfulness leads to righteousness and righteousness leads to Jannah. And our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu has said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Now all this conversation is happening and Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani is speaking in a normal tone, completely calm, not afraid, not showing any signs of fear, or no panic or anything. Although this being, you know, waylaid by robbers and so on and so forth is not something easy. It's serious. People get killed and so on. But he's not showing any signs of that. So this robber said to him, he listened to this. And he was very affected by this. And he said to him, how is it you are so calm? So he said, whatever is to happen will happen by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, there's nothing in your hands. And as far as I am concerned, he said, you asked me, I told you, this is the truth. The man was so impressed and so affected by this that he called his whole gang and he said to them, return everybody's things. And he gave back the money to him and he said, this boy has taught us a lesson in life, that we should be truthful. Why are we doing what we are doing? And we will leave this work. They left it. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani went to Baghdad and he studied there. He is known today as one of the greatest scholars of this deen. He was a Hanbali scholar. He was a follower of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah ta'ala. He was a great muhaddith, a great muhaqqiq, and a great muwahid. His teachings are pure tawheed. Absolutely no sign, nothing at all of shirk. He strongly taught tawheed And he also spoke against the philosophers of the time, and he was not in favor of various philosophies. He was very focused on zuhud, so therefore on, of course, after the fulfillment of faraid, of nawafil, of all kinds of works of khairat and sadaqat and so on. And we know him to be today one of the greatest scholars of Islam. What people do today in his name, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. What people do in his name today, where they commit shirk in his name, they make him the one to make dua instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They ask from him instead of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all kinds of khurafat which are done in the name of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi. He is free from blame from all of these things. He did not teach anybody any of that. And those who do that, they will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Just as those who ask Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu instead of asking Allah, will answer to Allah. And Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu is free from blame. Just as those who ask Isa alayhi salam instead of asking Allah, will answer to Allah, and Isa alayhi salam is free from blame. All these people, Isa alayhi salam was a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib, apart from being one of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, is one of the greatest Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi is one of the great scholars of Islam. And what stands out for all of them is this issue of sidq, is the issue of being truthful and truthfulness as the fundamental principle of their lives. They never told lies, they never changed anything. Somebody who will not tell a lie about something to do with the dunya, which was the money that his mother gave him, how can he tell a lie about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can he tell a lie about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It's not possible. Right? Somebody is truthful about something small thing, he will be much more truthful about something big. And therefore, what he preached was, alhamdulillah, pure tawheed. What he preached was strongly against shirk of every kind. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept his amal and to increase his darajat and to be pleased with him and to give him the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the highest stations in Jannat al-Firdausul A'la, and to make us people who follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follow the Salafus Salihin bil haqq, in truth. Not just take their names, not just tell their stories, but actually do what they did. Only then will the effect of this come into our lives. The effect of action does not come by speaking about the action. The effect of somebody's story does not come by telling the story. It comes by doing what that person did. So if we hear a story about truthfulness, then the benefit of truthfulness will come if we are truthful, not by telling the story 20 times. And therefore, I remind myself and you to always be truthful wherever we are, in whichever situation we are, and not to tell a lie in any way. Today, as I said, lying has become so common that being truthful seems to be something unique and, you know, unusual. We tell lies all the time. And it has become something which is almost like normal. And the most common lies we tell, for example, are the simple things like, for example, one of the very common things, we tell somebody, I'll meet you at such and such a time. And then we don't turn up. I will deliver this at this time, we don't deliver. I will give you this by this time, we don't give. All of these are lies. Every single one of these things is a lie. And therefore, I remind myself and you, let us be very clear about this and stay far away from telling lies and remove telling lies. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will give Jannah to a man who does not even tell a lie as a joke. You're not telling anything, you're not trying to harm somebody by telling a lie. You're just telling a joke. And this joke is based on a lie. There is a lie in this joke, right? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't even do that. Do not even lie as a joke. And he said, Allah will give Jannah to the one who does not even tell a lie as a joke. We ask Allah to make us among those who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this, and to make us those who will benefit from this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil karim wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.